السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, what Allah love and what we love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He loved us to be content, do shukr and thank Allah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, we return it to Allah and we show gratitude to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will never leave us until He check the mu'min from al-kafir, the disbeliever and the munafiq. The mu'min, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him bounty, he thank Allah for his bounty. He use it for his pleasure of Allah. And he show humble and humility. And he return all the goodness to Allah. The kafir and munafiq, he's arrogant. He return it to himself. And if Allah give him, he become arrogant and so happy with Allah give him. And if Allah do not give him, or take some of what he has, he become a kafir. His mood change. He becomes so occupied with what Allah took from him. And until Allah cursing him and turn all his affair to a calamity against him. To explain this to you clearly, very clearly, we have a story. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to us in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a time in Bani Israel, a man was having a baras, a skin disorder, has no cure. I forget the name now. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. What do you call it? Allahumma salli. I try to remember it. I have it in my head. I lost it in my tongue. Anyway, he have a very chronic disease, and this disease, the skin disease or skin disorder, make the people get away from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trial him, and he send him an angel in a shape of a man, and he ask him, how are you? How is everything with you? He said, I look ugly. And people do not look at me. I want you to hear this. By this way, what he worry about it, the way the people look at him. He said, what are you wishing for? He said, I wish nice skin, nice looking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him, and he said, Allah will give it to you. What else do you want? He said, I like camel. The angel tell him, take it. A female camel, pregnant. Allah put barakah, and he make him rich, and have thousand and thousand of camel. And the angel go to the another man from Bani Israel. He was bald. And he's ugly. He said again the same thing. He told him what you have and what you wish. He said, I wish nice hair and nice look. By this way, the people look at me and tell me, look. I want you to understand in here, the first disease is not leprosy or not the skin disorder or not the bald. The problem is he worry about the people look at him. Some scholars said, these people lost thanks, lost contentment, just because they worry about how the people looking at them. It's not even the way they look, no. It's how the way the people look at them. Anyway, to continue. The angel asked him, what you want? He said, I want the beautiful hair and beautiful look. Allah granted him. He said, what else you want? He said, I want a cow. Allah granted him a cow, female. Later on, it gave him again thousand and thousand of cows. The angel go to the third. And the third one was a blind. He asked him, how is your condition? He said, Alhamdulillah, but I'm blind. I wish Allah give me eyes. I can see the people and thanking Allah. He said, Allah will grant you your eyes. What else you want? He said, I love sheep. Allah give him one sheep, female, and give him barakah, again, 1,000 sheep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the angel go, he give them a few years. Later on, like I tell you, Allah put barakah in their animal. After a few years, okay, each one of them has a huge, huge amount of wealth. And now, the same angel go to the first one as a beggar. And he looked like him exactly. Skin disorder and beggar, very poor. He said, look at me. I am poor. I'm hungry. I have a problem. People do not look at me. Can you give me, please, some of your sheep, some of your camel? He said, I have a lot of debts. I have a lot of need. He said, what about the way you look? You so look so beautiful. He said, yes, I'm always beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the angel, cursing him and take all the animal away from him and return him back to where he was. And the angel go back again to the second one in the shape of a bald, ugly beggar. And he tell him the same thing. I'm a beggar. I'm poor. I'm a needy. Please, give me one or two cow from all the thousand of cow you have. He says, all mine. I earn it. He said, what about all this beauty you have? He said, I'm always like that. Go away, the ugly. He said, you forget yourself? He said, no, I never was like that. Allah tell him, curse him and take all his Allah bounty and return him back to where he was, bald and ugly. The same angel go back to the third one as a blind, poor beggar. He tell him, listen, I am blind. I am poor. Can you give me some of your sheep, please? He said, I was like you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me vision. And all this bounty from Allah. Please, take whatever you want, even if you want, take all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the angel to tell him, hold tight your wealth. Allah will put barakah in it for you. Put barakah in your vision. Put barakah in your life. Allah is so pleased with you. What we learned from this story, you can find it in Sahih Muslim, in Sahih al-Bukhari. Authentic story reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the topic of how Allah trial us by changing condition and take us from condition we do not like to condition we like. And what we supposed to do? Thanks, content, return the affair to Allah and be humble and use it for Allah. What happens if we become rebellious and all we worry about is people and we become arrogant of our wealth and what we have and we become sick of accumulating? And when Allah take anything from us, we lose it. What it mean now? I can be cursed by Allah. And Allah can snatch all His bounty from me. And the reason why I'm always worry about people, not worry about Allah. I'm not returning my affair to Allah, but I return it to myself. I do not thank Allah and be content and use my bounty for Allah. But I become arrogant, stingy, and everything according to me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is this not a very scary story? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported to us different story from different time and era of life? Warning. Warning and a glad tiding. You humble yourself to Allah. You show gratitude and thanks. You use your wealth for sabilillah. Allah put barakah in it for you. But if you return it to yourself and you become arrogant about it, and if Allah take any of His bounty, you become rebellious, you become kafir, you become upset, you become moody, and you lose your iman. You lose the thanks, you lose the contentment, the rida. And you're not using what Allah give you. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I consider this one of the really profound message from Allah to us, and a warning to those, and a glad tiding to those. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what do you think? Who are you? Which one you are? Are you are among what? The two or the one? And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it two and one? And remember, two worry about outside. They fail under the two trial. When Allah take, they fail. When Allah give, they fail. The only one who pass, the one who always think about himself, not outside. And the one who always thank Allah, content with Allah, be for Allah, willing to do what it take for sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the successful one, dunya and akhirah, by being for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be among the content one, thankful one, and the one reflect over ourselves, not what people say. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.